Support comes from the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer and the Hyde Park Church Collective, hosting Dan McClellan, biblical scholar and author, to discuss his book, The Bible Says So, What We Got Right and Wrong About Scripture's Most Controversial Issues and How to Read the Bible Faithfully in a Modern Context. Wednesday, September 17th at 6:30 p.m. Learn more at redeemer-cincy.org.
Mission Control, this is Colonel Regus. I'm on the Canada arm of the space shuttle and about to release the Hubble Space Telescope. Wait. Can we make the audio sound a little more scratchy, you know, like when the astronauts are talking from space?
Roger all, Discovery.
Oh yeah, that's way better.
Regus, you are go for release of HST.
Releasing in 3, 2, 1. And it is away. Launch of the Hubble Space Telescope is successful.
Now, I'm probably not going to be an astronaut, but I got to play one for a week in Huntsville, Alabama. That is correct. I went to space camp.
Why in the world would you want to attend space camp? After all, you'll be thrown, tumbled, tossed, and launched. You'll have fun, and at the same time, you'll even learn a thing or two.
Okay, it was more than 20 years ago. I was still an adult, but I remember every mission.
Launch your imagination in Huntsville, Alabama, at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, home of Space Camp.
From the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio, I'm your host, Dean Regus, and this is Looking Up. The show that takes you deep into the cosmos, or just to the telescope in your backyard, to learn more about what makes this amazing universe of ours so great. My guest today is Pat Ammons, the Senior Director of Public and Media Relations at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, home of Space Camp. Yes, the Space Camp. Now, before you start in with me by saying, Dean, when did you go to space camp? It was way before the Hubble telescope. Yeah. No, I'm not that old. Hubble launched in 1990. I went to space camp in early 2000s. But they still had the space shuttle as this kind of like mock-up space shuttle where you could pretend like you're doing missions on it and communicate.
No time to waste. You'll have 2 shuttle missions this week, so training will begin almost immediately upon your arrival.
And yeah, I did actually get to go on the arm and retrieve a satellite in the simulated viewer, so I got to control it with the hand controller and everything.
With simulators so real, fantasy becomes reality.
That was pretty cool. I got lucky. That was like the one that I really wanted. I didn't slip them $5 or something, but I got it. But that whole week was really pretty amazing. And I mean, this was a long time ago, but I still think about it. And I still think, you know, I should go back. It's almost like being in space. It was so cool. Well, Pat, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, it's great to be here, Dean.
So let's say you have a kid who's really into space, science, engineering, math, adventure. What does a kid get to do and experience at space camp?
Space camp is one of those experiences. It's almost hard to describe until you get there and experience it, but it is an immersive, week-long, all things space all the time. So if you've got a kid who is just fascinated by astronomy, one of those kids who can recite all the solar system and maybe isn't one of those kids who necessarily finds his or her peers in a school setting, they will find themselves and their group at space camp.
A couple of days ago, I never even met this person, and now here we are depending on each other to get this mission accomplished.
It's the kind of place where kids really connect with other really smart kids and people who are fascinated by the same things they are.
Are there different kinds of camps, like different themes, missions, age groups, experience levels,
yes,
that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So Space Camp is the original program since 1982. So we're in 42 years of providing this STEM education to kids. But we found that our kids also have varying interests. You know, it's really typical for a kid to come who says, I want to be an astronaut. But there's also lots of kids who have related STEM interests are really fascinated by the idea of flying. So back in 1990, we started Aviation Challenge.
Aviation Challenge. Grab a whole new altitude. In Alabama and California, from the people who brought you Space Camp. Must be 18 years or older to call.
And then after a while, many years later, we started Space Camp Robotics, really focusing on the engineering aspects of space exploration.
Advanced robotic development may seem like something out of the future, but here at Space Camp, it's the here and now.
Because, of course, going to space is one thing. Getting there is something that's really also very necessary. So somebody's got to be building those rocket engines and the vehicles that are going to take them there.
Devoted exclusively to developing the robotic innovators of the future today.
And then finally, our last program that we added in 2017 was cyber.
At U.S. Cyber Camp, students will learn the fundamentals of cybersecurity, including hardware and software principles, such as how to build a computer, how to establish a basic network, and how to do some basic Python programming.
And again, leaning into that STEM kind of program, but this time with a focus on cybersecurity, which, of course, is just absolutely critical to our world today.
Well, I went to Space Camp as an adult. It was part of the program for educators. Can I go back for more extensive training?
Well, yeah. Well, yes, you can. If you went to the adult space camp for educators, that is a week-long program. But a lot of people attend our three-day space camp program for weekends. We have that for families and also adults, kind of that long weekend experience. But we do have, for the really hardcore adults, we also offer a week-long program in the fall that's really popular for those who really want to spend an entire week just completely immersed in space.
Well, that sounds good. I was thinking more like a couple months, but I could do a week. That'd be fine. Yeah, for starters, and then I'll come back again maybe. We'll see.
Well, maybe you just need to get a hotel and just stay in Huntsville for weeks on end and just visit the Rocket Center every day.
There we go. Well, speaking of that, so what kind of special features and facilities are there at the camps that make it unique? And are there multiple locations around there?
Well, of course, Space Camp is located in Huntsville, Alabama. Sometimes people don't really understand necessarily the role Huntsville has had and continues to have in space exploration. Of course, this was the origin of the team that built the Saturn V, which was our original moon rocket. And the space launch system that is taking us back to the moon is all being managed out of Marshall Space Flight Center here in Huntsville.
In Huntsville, you'll tour the birthplace of America's space program, NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. This is where Dr. Wernher von Braun and his team created the powerful rockets that launched man to the moon.
So this is the sort of the birthplace of certainly rocketry and engineering propulsion and continues to this day. And so that's the reason why Space Camp is here. And Space Camp itself has probably grown since you were last there. And we have a beautiful new Space Camp Operations Center, which is sort of our home base for presentations and classroom experiences. But we are breaking ground right now on a brand new simulations facility that will be done in 2025. We're going to be upgrading our simulated experiences and creating a lot of things that we can previously only do outdoors, which can be a little bit of a challenge in Alabama weather. We are going to be able to do some of those indoors now.
You know, I mean, for me, it was doing these simulations and simulated missions. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you're having a new facility that's going to be opened up. Are there ways that you can kind of simulate different gravities and different environments, like what it's like to be on the moon, 1/6 gravity, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. even microgravity? Is there ways you can do that?
Well, of course, the microgravity is one of the more difficult things to simulate. A lot of times we'll get questions about microgravity rooms. I'm like, you invent that and we're in. But what we do for microgravity simulation is the same thing that the astronaut training does, which is underwater.
Engineering track and technology track trainings will practice experiments in the simulated microgravity of the UAT, the underwater astronaut trainer.
So we have a deep scuba tank that our advanced level students do scuba in, and that simulates the experience of microgravity, but we also have a 1/6 gravity chair, which you probably remember experiencing, which provides that experience of walking on the moon, which is 1/6 the gravity of on Earth. But in our new building, we're also going to have a Martian gravitational chair because the gravity on Mars is 1/3 that of Earth.
You know, with the changing technology that's out there and new missions, how have the simulated missions changed over the years? Are there these new skills and technology that the campers get to experience?
So we do are always upgrading our curriculum. And as we are able to also put in new simulators, which this new building is going to help us do. A few years ago, we added an Orion capsule. We actually have two Orion capsules now. And one of those goes to the moon as we focus on going back to the moon. And then we also have a Mars mission. So our other Orion capsule takes us to Mars and kind of creating that scenario where they have to think about what it's going to take to live on a planet that's not going to be very friendly to us.
And get a feel for what it might be like to explore another planet as you perform experiments on the surface of Mars.
Mars is going to be a pretty tough place to live. And so you never know when that spark is going to create the connections that they're going to need to have later on to help innovate towards those experiences in real life. Because it will be their generation that will continue to advance our exploration of space.
At the end of the camp, what do you hope that kids, adults, whoever's doing this, what do you hope that they take away from their experiences?
Well, we want them to be obviously inspired to think about possibilities. How can I contribute? Even if it's just becoming fascinated by the idea of space. Without fail, we want them to walk away saying this is important work. Space exploration matters. And we have gained so much in our lives and our world through space exploration. You and I are talking right now because of that. But like I said, that teamwork, that problem solving, critical thinking, knowing that things aren't always easy, but when you are able to work together and persevere, you can be very successful. And so regardless of what anyone goes on to do in life, those are great skills to take with them.
Bringing about the fruition of our dreams of life in space, allowing us to make lasting friendships along the way.
Well, Pat, this has been awesome. Thanks so much for taking me back to space camp and being such a great advocate for this.
Well, thanks so very much for giving me the opportunity. It was an absolute pleasure.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go back. I don't know if I ever really wanted to be an astronaut, but my experiences there were really, really cool.
So, this is what it's like to be an astronaut.
Did it make me want to go to space more than I did before? I actually don't think so. I think that I kind of like the behind-the-scenes people a lot more because if you think about the Apollo mission, sending people to the moon, this is an undertaking that took hundreds of thousands of people just to build, design, communicate, respond, all this stuff to that mission. And now we're embarking on a new one. We're embarking on a new mission to go back to the moon called the Artemis missions. And so these are going to be happening in the next couple of years where we'll be sending people out to the moon and around the moon and then eventually landing back on the lunar surface. And so I was kind of wondering about you all. Have you ever wanted to be an astronaut? And did you ever go to space camp? If you did, and you want to share your experiences with us, we'd love to hear them. You can email us at lookingup@wvxu.org. You can send audio, video, pics, whatever you want to do. Tell us about your experience at space camp. We'd love to hear it. And you can also do it on social media by using the hashtag LookingUpPodcast. Looking Up with Dean Regas is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio. Kevin Reynolds and I created the podcast in 2017. Ella Rowan is our show producer and editor and communicates with me from Radio Mission Control. Marshall Verbsky assists with audio production and editing and wants me to totally do the Vomit Comet. You know, that plane that dips and dives just for the audio. Sorry, man, but I got an iron stomach. You're not going to get much audio other than me yelling. Janelle Walton is our vice president of content. and Ronnie Salerno is our digital platforms manager. Our theme song is Possible Light by Ziv Moran, and our cover art is by Nicole Tiffany. I'm Dean Regas, and keep looking up.
Support for Cincinnati Public Radio comes from Metro Bus Service, offering a means to connect Hamilton County residents with reliable transportation to and from work and to many leisure activities throughout the Cincinnati area. For more information, visit go-metro.com. Metro, your way to go.